Did we lose Mr. Dimick? Mr. Dimick, can you hear us? No, it doesn't appear so.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Cochran?
I don't know if to accomplish his intent, the motion would need to be amended. I think the motion is authorizing the city to actually form the agreement and move forward. Ms. Backler seemed to indicate that she would be able to make the appropriate changes before the agreement were signed off on by either us or the city.
That's accurate. That's accurate, Mr. Cochran. All the ordinance does is authorize us to start that agreement process. The draft that's in the meeting packet is just that. It's just a draft. And so anything the council directs that go into this agreement, we can work around that. But section six says, you know, the ordinance says what it says, and that creates the framework for drafting the agreement. The agreement itself is not part of the ordinance.
Thank you for that clarification, Ms. Bacalar. So it appears that we do not need an amendment to the motion.
So Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry. I just got a text from Councilmember Diamond. He got disconnected and he's trying to connect back. It is likely he's going to want to hear what was just said as far as the amendment goes. So.
Okay. So I apologize for the quick action on my part. We'll wait a little bit for Mr. Diamond. Thank you for that, Ms. Strickler. No, not at all. We're doing okay. Mr. Diamond?
Yeah, I'm back. I got disconnected. Did that happen to anyone else or is that just me?
No, it was just you. And Ms. Bacalar was just giving an explanation as to why there are no amendments that are needed to the motion tonight. So Ms. Bacalar, would you like to restate your argument?
Yeah, so thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember Diamond, what I had just said when you were offline was that section, a couple of things I want to point out, actually, but section six of the ordinance just directs the administration in consultation with the city attorney to execute a purchase and sale agreement consistent with this ordinance as soon as practicable. So we have flexibility in what that agreement looks like. It just has to be consistent with the ordinance. And on that note, I just want to draw the council's attention to the legal description of the property. And I think this is why perhaps it had been drafted the way it had. Under section two legal description, it's the property which is the subject of the sale is more particularly described as the old senior center and all buildings located on the following tract of land. It does not say the land itself in the ordinance. So we may need to amend the ordinance to specify that that's what the council wants to do. It's not totally clear, especially in light of Mr. Hunter's testimony on people, I believe it was Mr. Hunter, I hope I got the name right, on people to be heard, whether the land is intended to be part of this sale. I know that Bethel Winterhouse said it was. Perhaps ONC has some desire to purchase that land. Regardless, the point is, the agreement, from a legal standpoint, the agreement can be crafted however we want it to be. That's what the ordinance directs us to do. But the ordinance should either be amended or somehow made more clear, I think, as to whether this purchase and sale agreement is supposed to include land and buildings.
Yeah, you can see that section too.
Mr. Mayor?
I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Diamond. Ms. Strickler, you had a solution for us?
Well, I don't know that it's a solution, but the title of the ordinance itself says authorizing the sale of land and building located at 127 Atsuck Way. So I guess, you know, the legal description identifies could be strengthened, but I feel like in total, the ordinance itself is descriptive in its intent to sell the land and the building.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Springer?
Yeah, just point one, just to clarify for Ms. Bacalar, the principal point of discussion of Mr. Hunter referred to the multi-purpose building. He did also refer to the fact that historically ONC has made a fairly significant investment in the senior center building. So I think I'm safe in saying that ONC has no interest in the transaction being discussed at hand.
That helps a lot, because that was totally not clear to me, because I am aware of the agreement that Mr. Hunter was referring to, and somehow I thought it was the same tract of land, same set of buildings. But if ONC does not have a claim to that land, then I'm not concerned about that piece of it. All we need to figure out is whether we want to make the ordinance slightly more clear that it's in the section 2 legal description, that it does in fact include the land as well as the buildings.
And Mr. Mayor, the other point about that property is my recollection is when I worked at the senior center, was that the lot, the property description, at least it used to incorporate that playground and trail that goes, it's over to the, which direction, kind of to the west, the southwest, where that playground is. I would like to make sure that we look closely at the scope of the property. It should be along the edge of the driveway coming in, and the city should retain that portion that has the playground in it. So, it may not be an issue, but Ted or somebody should confirm for us that the property being described for potential purchase includes the driveway, the parking lot, and the property that the senior center and the boardwalk sits on, and it does not include that playground and trail a little bit off to the side. So that's all, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Just for clarification Mr. Springer, you're talking about the old bowling alley, or are you talking about the property in question that we're speaking of tonight?
I'm talking about the senior center property. That's all I'm talking about.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that the lot description that I used to look at for the senior center included, it's actually a pretty good sized chunk of land, and part of it is a playground. There's like some, you know, municipal reserve up in there in between the houses in that cul-de-sac that's on Second Road, and some houses on First Road. So there's a playground in there, and that at one time at least was part of the entire piece of property that's described as the senior center. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Just looking at the map in the included ordinance, you can see very vaguely where it says playground equipment, right to the left of the blue line, the dotted blue line. Thank you, Mr. Springer. Ms. Strickler, did you have some other information?
No, just wanting to potentially propose an amendment to help solve both Councilmember Springer's and the question about the legal description.
Yes, ma'am.
The amendment would reflect under Section 2 legal description, the property, which is the subject of the sale, is more particularly described as the old senior center, and insert to include the land and all buildings located on the following tract of land, tract H, and then add a 1, comma, block 2, turnkey 11, housing, 111 housing development, Bethel, Alaska. So that's separating the subdivided tract under tract H from H1 and H2 as provided in the image.
And we're talking about I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
No, that's all that I had. Sorry, Councilmember.
And we're talking about track H1, correct?
That is correct.
And not H2.
Correct.
H1.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we definitely. I appreciate that change to that, especially. If, and then, did you also suggest saying track H1? Was H1 included in that change you made?
Yes, it was, Councilmember Diamond. Sure. So the amendment would state amend to insert after senior center. The land, and to insert after tract H1.
So moved. I'm okay with that. It's good.
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Diamond, for that motion. And second by, I'm sorry, I missed it.
I was Leary.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Further discussion?
Mr. Mayor, this is Michelle. I'd just like to point out on the drawings that were submitted with the conditional use permit, it's extremely clear that it's H1 that is part of this agreement. It's highlighted in the images for that. So on that documentation, there is no confusion. I realize that for purposes of discussion, it's really important to have that be clear tonight and have the ordinance be correct. But I pulled up the picture for the conditional use permit submission, and it's quite clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. Further discussion?
I just have one question about that, Mr. Mayor, if I can. In the current ordinance, the legal description refers to block 2, and now we're talking about 1. I just want to make sure that I have the correct, and I can do this after, if and after the ordinance is passed, but I just want to make sure I have the correct legal description. Is there supposed to be a tract H block 1 as well as a block 2, or is it just supposed to say block 2? I just want to make sure I have that correct. I'm taking notes in the margins of the draft as we go here.
Sure, as if I may, Mr. Mayor. So block 2, tract H, was subdivided into two separate tracts separating out the park location from that of the senior center. So the block encompasses both tract H1 and H2. So to clarify the legal description and just add a 1 behind the tract H, it would reflect the correct legal description. But that's a good question. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I'll be working with you, Lori, I'm sure, on finalizing this too. So, you know, it doesn't have to be the agreement doesn't have to be perfect tonight. I just want to make sure my notes are correct. So when we do go back to finalize it, everything is perfect.
I wanted to point out something to the public, which is I was reminded of this today. And the neighbors have a right to voice their opinion. And it's my understanding that the neighbors, I don't know if it's everyone within 600 feet or 600 yards or what it is, but the immediate neighbors are notified and will have an opportunity to speak in favor or in opposition. I believe at a planning meeting in early October, and I'm hoping that acting city manager could explain that. And it's just to help the community in the area know that they have an opportunity to speak about it. So it's a question for Ms. Strickler. Is there another hearing at planning about this?
Yes, Councilmember Diamond, there is. So this property falls in the public lands and institutions part of the city's zoning map. And for this to qualify and be approved, it's going to have to go through a conditional use permitting process with the Planning Commission and the Planning Director. The Planning Commission will hold a hearing on October 1st to hear the Planning Director's report on this zoning conditional use, and the Planning Director at that point will outline the purpose and use of the facility and its compatibility with the adjacent properties and the neighborhood. And I'm actually trying to find the requirements for our noticing, but I believe that we provide written notice to all of the property owners within 600 feet of the, yes, it is. We notify all of the property owners within 600 feet of the boundaries of the parcel. And that October 1st Planning Commission meeting will be the public's opportunity to speak in favor or in opposition to this conditional use as it's presented. So thank you.
And I think that that's important. And I have no idea what people who live right there are going to think. And I don't know if I would agree or disagree with whatever their consensus was, if there even was a consensus. But I do believe strongly in their right to be heard about the issue. So that's why I wanted to make clear that people do have that opportunity. So if we pass this now, in fact, it's still not a done deal, right? Because it still has to go through planning. Is that correct? And should this ordinance say that? In fact, this ordinance refers to that. Does this ordinance need to say that?
Strickler.
So, Councilmember Diamond, not necessarily. So, if for some reason the Bethel Winter House isn't able to facilitate the approved use of this facility in this building or the land in accordance with this ordinance, then the reverter clause would come into play and it would have to revert back to us. So I would say the continuance of this is reliant on the Planning Commission's review. But again, we can do another ordinance and have this property come back to the city if for some reason the Bethel Winter House wasn't able to secure this said use or to utilize the property in the intended use as outlined in this ordinance.
I know I wasn't clear in my question. So what I'm asking is, if this ordinance is passed tonight, it's still not really official, am I right, in that because planning still has to make a final approval sometime in October. Is that correct?
That's correct. And to be more direct, in my answer, if we were to relinquish this property or dispose of this property in any form through this ordinance, we would have to come back with a separate ordinance for historical documentation and in accordance with our code to bring this property back into our possession. So your question is, should we add something to this ordinance that says that if for some reason the conditional use permitting process doesn't work out, should this automatically not go into effect? We would have to already do another separate ordinance to bring this back into the city's possession again.
And if I can just echo what Ms. Strickler just said, I agree with that. Councilmember Diamond, it's not a done deal, as you say, until the conditional use permit is obtained. At least in the draft agreement, there is a clause in there, and this is pretty standard, that the sale is really contingent on obtaining the conditional use permit. Section 14 says purchaser agrees that it will comply with all permits, laws, and taxes of any federal, state, or local entity for any and all activities associated with the sale.
That answers the question. Thank you. That's perfect.
Yeah, sure.
I get it.
Further discussion. So we're going back to the amendment, which was to Mr. Morgan. Would you like to read that one more time, please?
Under section 2, to insert after senior center, the land, and after tract H1.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. That is the amendment. So all those in favor of such amendment indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously, and since this is a ordinance, that we're going to be voting on. I would like a roll call, please. All those in favor of the ordinance by roll call, indicate by saying aye. All those opposed, say nay. Mr. Morgan?
Please bear with me. I need to get the... All right. Councilmember Franco?
Yes.
Councilmember Leary?
Yes.
Councilmember DeWitt?
Yes.
Councilmember Diamant?
Aye.
Councilmember Springer?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen?
Yes.
Mayor Barr?
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Motion carries unanimously. And we're moving on to item number 9.2, which is the public hearing of ordinance 20-12D, amending the City of Bethel fiscal year 2021 budget, finance department stabilization, KYUK, lease space, streets and roads, hydraulic and hydraulic survey, travel and advertisement for city manager recruitment, security system, 4-H youth center, fitness center feasibility study for phase two grant reports. And this was brought forward by acting city manager Strickler. I will open up the public hearing for ordinance 20-12D as in Delta. Is there anyone online that is wishing to be heard in this public hearing of ordinance 20-12D as in Delta? Hearing no one, I will close this public hearing and entertain a main motion to adopt ordinance budget 20-12D as in Delta.
I move to adopt second.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. And thank you, Mr. Springer, for the second and discussion.
Mayor Barr, this is Michelle. I would like to, if this is the appropriate time, make a motion to add item F-1 on page 73 of the packet, which is to add $250,000 to the Public Works Department for repairs at the YK Fitness Center.
Yes, ma'am. And this was
I can repeat that if it's helpful for you to find it. It was F-1, which is on page 73 of the packet, to add $250,000 in repairs at the YK Fitness Center to this ordinance.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. F-1. And that was $150,000, you said?
$250,000.
Thank you. I was still trying to find that. There it is.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor, whenever you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. So there's a motion an amendment to the motion that was made to include F-1 $250,000 to the YK Fitness Center feasibility assessment. And that was seconded by Ms. Leary, and that was brought forward by Ms. DeWitt. Discussion. Ms. DeWitt, as the maker of the motion, you have first debate.
Well, this was the item that was in our council packet that was a estimation from Dowell, the city's contractor, engineering contractor, with a prediction that there will be additional repair costs at that facility that will exceed what was adopted into our FY21 budget. And that was the dollar amount assigned to cover those additional repair costs.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. I think that's a pretty clear explanation as to why more money is needed. Any further discussion for the amendment? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment to include $250,000 to the YK Fitness Center feasibility assessment, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously. We're back to the main motion, which is to adopt Budget Ordinance 20-12, D as in Delta. Further discussion.
Just a point of clarification, Mayor Barr, this is Michelle. That $250,000 item wasn't actually for the feasibility study. I think that was clear in the motion. I think people knew what they were voting on. But there's a lot of terminology in item 9.2 that I think you got caught up in when you were reading it. This was for actual physical repairs.
Got it. I see where I strayed. I appreciate the clarification. We're going back to the main motion again to adopt Budget Ordinance 20-12B as in Delta as a whole. Hearing no further discussion, all those
Mr.
in favor
Mayor,
of the, I'm sorry?
I'm so sorry. Could I just ask one question?
Yes, Ms. Larry.
I think it might be for, we'll go through the mayor. My question will be for Acting City Manager Strickler. It's on the first page of this ordinance, the $82,000 for creation of accounting specialist two. I just had a question about this. No wrong answer. I was just wondering if and I probably know the answer to this, but if the additional staff is needed to create, another like a sixth person as far as accounting specialists, or if one of the existing accounting specialist one positions could be turned into a specialist two position, or if that's what the intention is eventually. I did see the note about that, like the last whereas in this section of the ordinance. I'm sorry, I just said that way more confusing than I needed to.
No, that's good. And I understand the question. This would be in addition to the staff that we have there. And I don't think that this person will be without work. Over the course of, the last 13 years that I've been working with the city clerk's office, the finance department has seen, as with other offices and departments, a reduction in staff. An attempt to consolidate duties or transfer duties to other departments, which has left a number of items that has not had much oversight. One of those items, I could list a number, but the one that was brought up in the council's retreat was the tracking of contracts and leases, and also claims against the city, working directly with our insurance provider. Being able to have somebody who has been with the city and who's familiar with the various duties within the finance department, who would be able to assist in the training of new staff, develop training processes and procedures for the new staff, and would also provide another item that the council was hoping to create through their retreat was a stepping stone, career growth for employees within our organization, and that's something that we're missing. This would be an initial step to create, another layer of growth in the finance department. But there's no doubt in my mind that there is enough work for not just one, I would say maybe two more people in the finance department. If you want to have the ability for the finance department not just to work on the here and now, and to allow for the finance director and the assistant finance director to really work on project growth and organizational growth for our community and our organization. Right now, the directors, or since I've worked for the city, the directors are really dealing with situations and actions that should and normally would be dealt with one of the mid-level employees. So they're being pulled away from big projects to assist with training and staff support, where this extra level might be able to reduce some of that strain. I thought that we included a job description in this packet. We may not have, again, yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that we will be able to fill this individual. Oh, the other item is purchasing. So right now our IT director is managing purchasing. So there, like I said, there's a lot of duties that have been pushed out of the finance director that should be within the director, or excuse me, finance department, that should be within the control and in accordance with our code, the control of the finance director and the assistant finance director. We need to pull those things back in and consolidate the duties.
Thank you so much. That was a wonderful explanation, and I agree with you. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Ms. Strickler, thank you. Further discussion? I think it's always been in the city's interest to provide some promotional opportunities for our employees. We don't really like to see them just stuck in a rut and with no upward mobility. So this is a great, great idea, Ms. Strickler. Thank you. No further discussion. Since this is a public ordinance, or I'm sorry, a ordinance of 20-12D as in Delta, I would prefer a roll call vote on this, please. Mr. Morgan.
Councilmember Franco.
Yes.
Councilmember Leary. Councilmember Springer. Councilmember Springer.
Yeah, stupid button. Yes.
Councilmember DeWitt.
Yes.
Councilmember Diamant.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen.
Yes.
Mayor Barr.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Morgan. Motion passes unanimously on budget ordinance 20-12D as Delta. We'll move on to item 9.3, which is the appointment of interim city manager. And this was brought forth by acting city manager Strickler. Ms. Strickler.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the public, I thought maybe we would just summarize the steps that the council had taken over the last couple of special meetings, if that's okay with you.
Yes, please.
Okay. So the council sought applications for the interim city manager position, which historically has been for some time as we look for a full-time city manager. The city council received 9 applications, and when they got to their finalists and started to schedule interviews, the 5 that they had selected for interviews had turned into 3, which happened to be 3 individuals that we are all very familiar with. Mr. Lee Foley, Mr. Pete Williams, and Ms. Mary Beth Whalen all were the 3 final candidates for the interim city manager position. Thank them all for their participation, but the council ultimately decided to hire Pete Williams as interim city manager. We presented to him the negotiated agreement as identified by the council last night and approved, and he accepted. He will be onboarding with our human resources department tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be ready for duty.
Thank you, Ms. Strickler. The one thing that I'd like to do, and I'm sure it would be also with the city council, is to thank all the applicants for interviewing and for applying for the interim position. We had a number, we had a total of 9, and we brought it down to 5 to interview. And three decided that they were going to follow through, and we picked one out of the three. So thank you for the great interest in serving as a interim city manager for the city of Bethel. And I don't know if any of the other council members would like to chime in and have their two cents on this.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Springer.
Yeah, thanks. No, we we did interview three candidates, and in my view, Pete was the best choice for the city. He's worked for the city for many years. A lot of us know him. A lot of us have worked with him. I served on the council with him as city manager and as port director for a number of years, and I was always, particularly in his city manager role, I was always very satisfied with the job that he did, the way he communicated with the council, and the way he worked with the public. So I have every confidence that he will continue as interim city manager to do the excellent job that we all know that he can do. So thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. And of course, I wish, along with the city council, all good luck to Pete. And I'm glad that we got somebody with some experience. So moving on to item number 10 is new business. Item 10.1, introduction of ordinance 20-31, amending Bethel City Municipal Code 0.08 city manager and 2.12 city officers. Acting city manager Strickler brought this forward. This passed on the consent agenda. Item 10.2, action memorandum 20-45, authorizing the city manager to negotiate and execute a contract with Wolverine Supply Inc. for city hall improvements. This was again brought forth by acting city manager Strickler. That passed on the consent agenda. The item that was pulled from the consent agenda is item 10.3, action memorandum 20-46, direct administration to negotiate and execute a memorandum of agreement with the State of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the Statewide Transportation Improvement Plan, otherwise known as STIP. And this was pulled off the consent agenda by Ms. DeWitt.
Leary, I believe.
Or I'm sorry, Ms. Leary. I apologize for that.
Yeah, thanks. And I just wanted to... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
If we can have a motion to adopt action memorandum 20-46 before we open it up for discussion.
I would move to adopt action memorandum 20-46.
DeWitt, second.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Leary, and thank you, Ms. DeWitt. Discussion as the maker of the motion. Ms. Leary, you have first debate.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring this up so that, you know, for the public to just be aware of this happening. I think it's a great thing for the city that administration applied for the Statewide Transportation Improvement Plan, STIP, for 2020 to 2023. And that the state of Alaska has determined that the city is only required to contribute a 9.03% match. So I just think this is a big win for the city and for the community to have these three. So this is for three roads over in the housing area to get, let's see, where does it say it at? To basically be rehabbed. Here. The state of Alaska will design, plan, and reconstruct. And I can never pronounce this street, and I forget every time, but the road AC quick stop is on. I know it means whitefish. Ptarmigan and Dilap. Michelle will probably text me soon and tell me how to pronounce that again. But so I just think this is great. Acting City Manager Strickler, do you have anything to add more in a more organized fashion than what I just did, but I just wanted the public to be aware that this was on our plate.
So not really. The one thing that I think is really exciting about this, which those that know me will think this is ironic, likely, but because I am a big proponent for paved roads and strong drainage. But it's my understanding that these roads are going to be engineered specifically for our region and our climate, and will be truly engineered roadways, and would in a way act as a test road for us to determine if this setup, if this engineered roadway would be a good long-term solution for some alternative roads. We can assess maintenance costs on it. It's a very expensive road to build, as you can see. But we live in a very expensive region as well. So I'm really excited about that opportunity, and look forward to seeing what the results and its maintenance and how it holds up to our region's weather. So, yeah, that's all that I actually have to add, unless there are any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Strickler. Thank you, Ms. Leary. So since this was pulled off the consent agenda, if we have no further discussion, all those in favor of accepting action memorandum 20-46 indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Thank you, everyone. And we're moving on to item 10.4, which is action memorandum 20-47, direct administration to begin working on acquiring easements for the connection of a gravel 12-foot walking trail connecting city subdivision to the YK Health Corporation, and to plan for project execution the summer of 2021, and to engage with other agencies such as ABCP, ONC, and YKHC to identify partnership opportunities. This was brought forth by Council Member DeWitt. Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. And I would entertain a main motion to approve action memorandum 20-47.
This is Michelle. I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. And do I have a second?
Second. This is Melissa.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. And as the maker of the motion, Ms. DeWitt, would you like first debate?
Sure. So everybody clearly understands, this is the currently elevated boardwalk that goes from behind the college over towards the hospital. That trail has been offline now with no resolution for a number of years. There have been some other efforts in the past to restore the trail. Some grant funds secured to do that the city decided not to accept at the time, city council. In the meantime, we remain without a trail in that part of town, which forces folks to walk along the highway, which isn't necessarily as terrible as it used to be. We have a really nice shoulder there, but still, in an ideal scenario, we could have folks off of the highway and on a trail system a little more often headed towards the hospital. That was a very heavily used trail in the community. A couple of years ago, when the city was exploring making these changes, they did some work with Dowell to look at the different alternatives that could be utilized, the different ways that the trail could be fixed or replaced. And I think there were at least three solutions offered, and the two that were the most interesting to the city, the one that was the most interesting to the city, and still is, I should say, at Public Works, is gravel on the ground. This would require some work, as you can see in the action memorandum. It's on page 99 of our packet. To engineer the trail on the ground, there'd have to be some, you know, property negotiations or whatever, easements, et cetera. I think our acting city manager could speak to that. I asked for flexibility to consider fixing the current elevated boardwalk. And in that scenario, AVEC owns those pilings that are underneath that elevated boardwalk. A few years ago when we reached out to AVEC, their leadership was interested or was willing to allow the city to fix those pilings and continue with that partnership. And I was hoping, as we get further into discussion, we could hear from our acting city manager on Public Works' interest or preference for having gravel on the ground. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving action memorandum 20-47 indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously. We're moving on to item 10.5, which is action memorandum 20-48, accept and approve the 2020 State Homeland Security Program grant award in the amount of $255,783.50. And direct the acting city manager to sign the related grant agreement. And this was brought forth by acting city manager Strickler. This passed on the consent agenda. We're moving on to 10.6, which was pulled from the consent agenda, informational memorandum 20-13, the City of Bethel organizational retreat priorities. And this was introduced by council member DeWitt. And I would ask that we adopt information memorandum, or this is a information memorandum that was just pulled. So Ms. DeWitt, as you were the one that pulled it, would you like to speak on it?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor Barr. This item was in our packet at the last meeting. It was not pulled from consent agenda, so I asked for it to make a reappearance tonight. And I thought it might be useful for us to, if possible, if the mayor allows it, have some conversation with our acting city manager about some of the items. I think they might be of interest to the public to hear us talk about. These were a few organizational goals that were identified by city council along with city administration, the city clerk, and the city attorney at a June meeting. And I think there's some really great stuff on here. And I'm happy to give a short overview of the kinds of content that are in this IM so that folks listening can have a sense of what we're talking about. And this is for council's reference. This is a big packet. It's on page 105 of the packet. All right. So for folks who are able to turn to page 105, topics range from employee morale and retention, stabilizing the finance department, creating a five-year plan, long-term financial planning, records management, new forms of revenue at the YK Fitness Center. There was a policy and procedures project, a diversity, equity, and inclusion project, a goal of improving committee and commission interactions and participation, public communications and engagement, and then long-term, looking at improving housing availability, decreasing public nuisance properties and junk vehicles. We heard a little bit of that from Council Member Hansen tonight, who's on Planning Commission. And then for capital improvement, we identified the boardwalk and walking path connection between the university and the hospital. That was the item we just discussed. And then extending pipe services throughout the community, strategic planning for that, improving water and sewer services, and development of city property in the city center. So those are the items, some of the items that have been identified by council and by the city administrative team. For both the short term and the longer term. And I don't know if we want to have any conversation or pull anything for more discussion. I think this memo is extremely helpful, I think, to me as a council member to kind of keep track of things that I personally want to work on or want to hear about others working on with the city. And I want to thank our acting city manager for pulling it together. Thanks.